After years of appeals and questions surrounding his case, Troy Davis will be put to death tonight in Georgia. This is Davis' fourth and final execution date after being spared three different times. A parole board hearing this week was his last chance at clemency. Several witnesses changed their testimony since Davis' trial, and tens of thousands of people have protested the execution. NPR's Kathy Lohr has this report.
Davis was convicted 20 years ago of murdering Mark McPhail, a Savannah police officer. McPhail was shot while trying to help a homeless man who was being beaten in the parking lot of a fast food restaurant. Randy Robertson with the Georgia Fraternal Order of Police says many witnesses identified Davis as the shooter.
The jury of seven blacks and five whites made a decision within 2 hours, and it was a very well thought out and educated decision that Troy Davis was guilty.
Robertson says shell casings link Davis to the murder and to another shooting that night. No weapon was recovered. There's no DNA evidence. And seven of nine witnesses recanted or changed their testimony, but prosecutors argue the new testimony is not reliable. Davis has always claimed he is innocent.
My faith in God all these years has kept me strong.
In an interview from prison in 2007, Davis said the real killer was never caught.
You should never be able to convict a man or even indict a person, man or woman, without any physical evidence, none whatsoever.
Appeals courts on both the state and federal level have reviewed the case, and it's gone to the U.S. Supreme Court several times, including in 2009, when that court ordered an unusual evidentiary hearing. There, the burden was on Davis to prove his innocence, but the judge said he did not accomplish that. The case has gained worldwide attention, with Pope Benedict, former President Jimmy Carter, former FBI Director William Sessions, and others asking the parole board to commute the death sentence. Laura Moy with Amnesty International says there's too much doubt to proceed.
There's very compelling witness statements, people saying that the police coerced or pressured them into saying things they did not see or did not believe to be true. And people who made identifications under very dubious circumstances.
In the past few days, the debate surrounding the execution has grown more intense. More than 500,000 petitions were delivered to the Georgia Board of Pardons and Paroles in support of Davis, and several groups held a march and rally. Davis's sister, Martina Davis Carrere, says there's no reason for the state to kill her brother.
I think that it would dishonor Officer McPhail to kill Troy because their family is never going to find justice. So if you're never going to find closure and you're not going to get to the bottom of the truth, killing Troy is not going to help anything.
But Annalise McPhail, the mother of the murdered officer, says she has no doubt police got the right person.
After the original trial and what we went through there, I am sure that he's the right man.
McPhail says her son's family grew up without their husband and father, and they've had to go through so much as the case lingered in the justice system.
It's been a daily thing in our life, and it's tearing me apart. I want to close that book so fast it's not even funny. I want to have some peace, which I haven't had in years.
Gracious God, give us the courage to speak the truth and to yearn for justice and to seek justice.
Vigils continue for Davis. His execution is set for 7 tonight. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Atlanta.